Hi, I'm Mike Palin.
And I'm Mary Palin.
And we'd like to welcome you to our podcast, which we call
Mondays with Mike and Mary.
You know, all weekend long, Mary and I think about our most recent R-Squared coaching sessions and select just for you some highlights.
Yeah, either a parade of techniques or an ask the experts that we think is going to help you in your business.
And these come from the smartest,
most generous,
and the best trained agents in North America. Just remember, because what happens on R-Squared stays on R-Squared. It's confidential.
So we don't use names.
Now, if you'd like to find out how R-Squared coaching could help you in your business, go to floydwickman.com and you'll find
the most affordable and the most effective coaching program on the planet. And now, here's
Mondays with Mike and Mary.
All right, I'm breaking the rules again. You know how much I love doing
that. Here we go.
Yeah. I want to tell you about an app, and I think the timing is perfect. It's called Keeper Tax. You know, like Keeper, K-E-E-P-E-R, Tax, T-A-X. And what it does is you load your credit card numbers in there on your profile, and then every time you spend something, if it's something you do regularly, like Office Max, they know that's a write-off. But otherwise, if they don't, it asks you, business or personal. And so it tracks and helps you summarize your business expenses. Isn't that awesome? Very cool. And I got another little app for you to try out too. It's called Mix Prompt. M-I-X, as in like a cake mix. Prompt. P-R-O-M-P-T. And what we've got a student doing is she's recording on selfie mode her videos. And then what it does is it puts the words, you somehow position the camera so that the, well, I don't know, follow the directions. I took good notes, I thought, but the words go over the top half of your face. That's what she said. But so anyway, you check it out. But it puts words, what you're saying, it puts the text there automatically on your video. So that is a pretty cool idea, I thought. So anyway, check it out if you want words for people who are watching your videos while they're at work and don't want anyone to know they're doing it. This is the way to get it on there.
I've heard that lots of people watch videos with the sound off.
Yeah, and having those words at the bottom helps them to watch your video.
Make sure it says the words you want it to say.
Well, yeah, that's true. You should make sure you edit.
So your parade of techniques was two apps.
It was.
Okie dokie. Well, I'm not that high tech with my parade of tech.
Okay, well, that's all right.
This is no tech.
Okay.
Okay.
Not just low tech, it's no tech?
Yes. I don't know if you remembered that someone had a buyer that specified they wanted to live in a specific part of the community. It had some like 178 houses. And any one of them will be fine. I just want to live there. So during the holiday lull,
yeah,
had her assistant write 178
handwritten
letters. No, not notes, letters. A whole page.
Oh, my.
Writer's cramp.
Yeah, right?
But they had all the ingredients in there. Uh-huh. You know, a little story about the buyer, everything we teach, a little empathy, and within a few days already has four potential listings, four responses that say we're going to sell.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Four, and those are called leads.
One
four
of them's
listing leads.
A $10 million home.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just too cool.
So that's no tech. It's the handwritten letter. And boy, is it effective.
Wow. Well, if you did them 178 one a day, in a year and a half, you'd have, anyway, never mind. You could delegate. I love it. All right. Is it time for Ask the Experts question?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I don't have one. So what our teams did this week is we talked about the status of our marketing plan. Because, you know, if you were at Business Breakthrough, you were given a marketing calendar, mail, call, see, what are you doing this year? What's the niche you're going after? Who's doing your mail outs? How often are they going to go out? Are you going to do video? Are you touching Instagram? How often are you doing? So anyway, we wanted everyone to come up with a plan. Well, that was the end of November. So, okay, what's the status? What's missing? Are you done with your plan? Are you proud of your plan? What's different from last year? And so that's what I heard all day long. And I just would like to share that I guess I'd like to encourage our listeners to do that for themselves. Finish what you started. Finish your plan. Some of you got a good start and then fell off the wagon. Some of you have not started because this is the first podcast you've ever listened to. I don't know. Time to figure out your marketing plan. Some of you did it, but you know, oh, I copied it from last year. So what's the plan? And here's what I heard. I heard people that said, I did an event last year for my clients for the first time. I'm doing two this year. I heard, I've been doing pies for 6 or 7 years, but this year I'm adding another event at the halfway point. You know, so it's not just one event once every 12 months. I heard, I need to delegate more. I heard, I've delegated my mailing. I've never delegated it. I've always touched it myself. I heard, I am focusing on social media. I have my system in place, but this year I'm going to add video and ramp up my social media. I heard, I'm doubling down on listings. I heard, I'm going after more open houses. I heard, my money comes from my clients. So I'm taking all my 2023 clients out to dinner. So what are your plans, dear listener? What is your marketing overarching plan for next year? And make some progress on that by next week.
Well, you heard a lot.
Yeah, spent the day listening.
For sure. Get the calendar out. Okay, my number one goal is I want to get paid.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. I got this listing, and it's probably going to expire in a couple of weeks, middle of January. And I know it's going to sell in the spring. I just know it. It's in a terrific neighborhood, but the seller has moved out of town.
What? It's vacant?
Yeah.
It can't expire?
And the seller is turning down offers that are good offers, like a cash offer that was within a couple percentages of asking price. I still want to get paid. So what can I do?
All right.
Well, obvious answer was extend the listing.
Mm-hmm.
What would it take? Do some horse trading. What would it take to extend the listing through March? Ask that question. Go to your broker, tell him this story. In other words, this is the story you tell the seller. I went to my broker and I said, hey, boss, I need some more marketing on this listing. And he said, well, how much longer do we have the listing for? And I said, 2 weeks. He said, you know, that would not be a good investment. But if you get it extended through March, tell you what, I'll invest some marketing in it. So tell her that story. Then someone else said, here's what you do. You go to get an extension, but you have an updated marketing plan for her.
Yeah.
Show her all the things you've already done and that you do. Maybe she hasn't seen that list yet. And add this to it, that every day you're going to feature part of her listing on one of your reels. Or one of your stories, that you're going to do one of those short videos on either Instagram or TikTok and use high-tech marketing instead of just, you know, web syndication. If you want your videos to look cool, try an app called CapCut. CapCut makes photos into reels. Kind of cool. So go with a plan. That was the most common suggestion. And the other one was go to the community. Have you done your just listed canvassing? Here's who do you know who to all the neighbors. So put all that together here's my new marketing plan to get it extended through March. And if you know it's going to sell by then, you'll have your payday.
Yeah, and I'm going to just say, 60 days? Come on, man. You might as well ask for 90 or 120, or what about another 6 months? I know Floyd would.
What does he say? I would.
Yeah, there we go. Have a great week.